College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 1. Did you buy any of the sweaters that were on sale?
Buy any? I got 5 of them. They were such a good bargain.
What does the woman say about the sweaters?
Question 2. I have trouble concentrating when my roommate talks so loud on her mobile phone.
Why don't you just ask her to lower her voice?
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 3. Wendy is in the basement trying to fix the washing machine.
Shouldn't she be working on her annual report?
What does the man mean? Question 4. What happened to the painting that used to be on the wall?
It fell down and the glass broke. I'm having it reframed.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 5. You must have left the camera in the market. It's a very expensive camera, you know.
But I tell you that I didn't take it. I remember clearly that you put it on the dressing table.
What does the woman say about the camera?
Question 6. There's a good comedy on at the Theatre Royal next Saturday. If you like, I can book 4 seats for us.
All right. I'll ask Janet if she's free then. I'll let you know tomorrow.
What does the woman suggest they do next Saturday? Question 7. We've opened the first box. Look, some of these books are soaked.
They should have used waterproof wrappings. What are we going to do about it? It's too late to order replacements.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 8. Professor Johnson said you can pick up your term paper at her office.
So she has graded it.
What can we infer from the conversation? Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Can I help you?
Well, I'm not sure. I hope so. You see, actually, I'm getting married soon, and my friends want to buy me presents and things.
And you would like some things for the kitchen?
Yes, that's right. I thought if I could find out about kitchen things, they would be the best sort of presents.
Well, I suppose the first thing you need is a cooker. Do you want an electric one or a gas one?
I think I'd probably prefer a gas one. But cookers are very expensive, aren't they? How much is this one?
It's £175, including tax and delivery. It's a very good one, though.
But it's a lot of money, isn't it? What sorts of things could I ask people to buy, you know, cheaper?
Well, you'll need some pans, won't you? A set of saucepans, I suppose, and frying pans. Do you like cooking?
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, in that case, you might like a mixer. If you make cakes and things like that, it'll save you a lot of time. And a blender, too. That's good if you make soups and things.
That's a thought.
Something else you might use is a set of these knives, you know, carving knives, bread knives, steak knives, fruit knives, potato peeling knives.
Heavens, I never knew there were so many sorts.
Oh, yes. Come over here, and I'll show you some more. Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. Why is the man in the kitchenware shop? Question 10. Why does the woman want to know whether the man likes cooking? Question 11. What does the man say he has never realized?
Conversation 2. Good morning, Mrs. Thompson.
Oh, Mr. Minizuka. Please come in and sit down. I want to talk to you about something that's come up.
What's up? Anyway, I'll be glad to help you with anything I can.
Some advice, Mr. Minizuka. I've been offered a new job.
A new job?
As a matter of fact, it isn't the bank in New York.
Is the offer from another bank?
It's from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development in Washington.
You mean the World Bank?
That's right. And it's really very unexpected, I must say.
You've established a reputation in international banking circles. May I ask what kind of position they've offered you?
A rather important one, as a matter of fact. Deputy Director of the International Finance Corporation.
Isn't that the part of the bank that makes loans to private companies in the developing countries?
Yes, it is. It's a job that certainly offers a chance for public service.
It seems to me that it's a real honor for you.
Yes, it is. But I've been with this bank for so many years. Ever since I graduated from college, in fact.
But it's an honor for the bank, too, for the training and experience it's given you.
Yes, I suppose I could think of it that way.
Then you've decided to accept the offer?
Probably. Yes, almost certainly. I'd like to think I can do some work that will contribute to international cooperation and understanding.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the woman want to discuss with the man? Question 13. Who offered the woman the new job? Question 14. What will be the woman's main responsibility as a deputy director? Question 15. What does the man think of the job offer?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1. With a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Good transportation is very important in winter. If you have a car, make sure it is ready for the cold weather. Keep the gas tank as nearly full as you can. This will keep water out of the tank and will be a reserve in case you get into trouble. If a storm traps you in your car, there are some steps you should take for your own safety. Do not attempt to walk to find help. You may quickly lose your way in blowing and drifting snow. Your chances of being found are better if you stay in your car. Keep a downwind window open slightly for fresh air. Freezing rain can seal off your car and lock you inside. Run the engine and heater once in a while. Keep the same downwind window open while the engine is running. Make sure that snow has not blocked the exhaust pipe. Clap your hands and move your arms and legs from time to time. Do not stay in one position too long. But do not move too much. Exercise warms you up, but it also causes you to lose body heat. If more than one person is in the car, do not sleep at the same time. One person should always be awake. If you are alone, stay awake as long as you can. Turn on the inside light at night. This will make your car more visible to rescue crews. Don't panic. Stay with your car.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the speaker say you should do in winter with your car? Question 17. What should you avoid doing if a storm traps you in the car? Question 18. Why is too much exercise undesirable when you are trapped in a car by a winter storm? Passage 2. The topic of my talk today is gift giving. Everybody likes to receive gifts, right? So you may think that gift giving is a universal custom, but actually, the rules of gift giving vary quite a lot, and not knowing them can result in great embarrassment. In North America, the rules are fairly simple. If you are invited to someone's home for dinner, bring wine or flowers, or a small item from your country. Among friends, family, and business associates, we generally don't give gifts on other occasions except on someone's birthday and Christmas. The Japanese, on the other hand, give gifts quite frequently, often to thank someone for their kindness. The tradition of gift-giving in Japan is very ancient. There are many detailed rules for everything, from the color of the wrapping paper to the time of the gift presentation. And while Europeans don't generally exchange business gifts, they do follow some formal customs when visiting homes, such as bringing flowers. The type and color of flowers, however, can carry special meaning. Today, we have seen some broad differences in gift giving. I could go on with additional examples, but let's not miss the main point here. If we are not aware of and sensitive to cultural differences, the possibilities for miscommunication and conflict are enormous. Whether we learn about these differences by reading a book or by living abroad, our goal must be to respect differences among people in order to get along successfully with our global neighbors.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the speaker say about gift-giving of North Americans? Question 20. What do we learn about the Japanese concerning gift-giving? Question 21. What point does the speaker make at the end of the talk? Passage 3. Claudette Rigaud is a reporter for a French newspaper. Her assignment for the last 5 years has been Washington and American politics. She reports the current political news for her paper. In addition, she writes a column that is published every week. The column explains American politics to her readers in France. They often find it very difficult to understand the United States and Americans. Claudette lives in a small house in a fashionable section of Washington. She entertains a great deal. Her guests are usually government officials, diplomats, lawyers, and other newspaper people. When she isn't entertaining, she goes out to dinners and parties. In spite of her busy social life, Claudette works very hard. The parties are really work for her, because reporters frequently get news stories just by talking and listening to people. Claudette also has a small office in a building downtown. She goes there every morning to write up her stories and send them to Paris. Her column is published every Monday, so she usually spends a large part of the weekend working on it at home. Claudette spends a month in France every year so that she won't forget how to speak French. In spite of all her experience in Washington, Claudette may be transferred. This is an election year in the United States when the people elect a new president. When the election is over, Claudette thinks that her newspaper in Paris may change her assignment.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What do we learn about the column Claudette writes? Question 23. What does Claudette usually do on weekends? Question 24. Why does Claudette spend a month in France every year? Question 25. What might happen to Claudette after this year's American presidential election? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
According to American law, if someone is accused of a crime, he is considered innocent until the court proves the person is guilty. To arrest a person, the police have to be reasonably sure that a crime has been committed. The police must give the suspect the reasons why they are arresting him and tell him his rights under the law. Then the police take the suspect to the police station, where the name of the person and the charges against him are formally listed. The next step is for the suspect to go before a judge. The judge decides whether the suspect should be kept in jail or released. If the suspect has no previous criminal record and the judge feels that he will return to court rather than run away, he can go free. Otherwise, the suspect must put up bail. At this time, too, the judge will appoint a court lawyer to defend the suspect if he can't afford one. The suspect returns to court a week or two later. A lawyer from the district attorney's office presents a case against the suspect. The attorney may present evidence as well as witnesses. The judge then decides whether there is enough reason to hold a trial. The American justice system is very complex and sometimes operates slowly. However, every step is designed to protect the rights of the people. These individual rights are the foundation of the American government.
Now the passage will be read again. According to American law, if someone is accused of a crime, he is considered innocent until the court proves the person is guilty. To arrest a person, the police have to be reasonably sure that a crime has been committed. The police must give the suspect the reasons why they are arresting him and tell him his rights under the law. Then the police take the suspect to the police station, where the name of the person and the charges against him are formally listed. The next step is for the suspect to go before a judge. The judge decides whether the suspect should be kept in jail or released. If the suspect has no previous criminal record and the judge feels that he will return to court rather than run away, he can go free. Otherwise, the suspect must put up bail. At this time, too, the judge will appoint a court lawyer to defend the suspect if he can't afford one. The suspect returns to court a week or two later. A lawyer from the district attorney's office presents a case against the suspect. The attorney may present evidence as well as witnesses. The judge then decides whether there is enough reason to hold a trial. The American justice system is very complex and sometimes operates slowly. However, every step is designed to protect the rights of the people. These individual rights are the foundation of the American government.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. According to American law, if someone is accused of a crime, he is considered innocent until the court proves the person is guilty. To arrest a person, the police have to be reasonably sure that a crime has been committed. The police must give the suspect the reasons why they are arresting him and tell him his rights under the law. Then the police take the suspect to the police station, where the name of the person and the charges against him are formally listed. The next step is for the suspect to go before a judge. The judge decides whether the suspect should be kept in jail or released. If the suspect has no previous criminal record, and the judge feels that he will return to court rather than run away, he can go free. Otherwise, the suspect must put up bail. At this time, too, the judge will appoint a court lawyer to defend the suspect if he can't afford one. The suspect returns to court a week or two later. A lawyer from the district attorney's office presents a case against the suspect. The attorney may present evidence as well as witnesses. The judge then decides whether there is enough reason to hold a trial. The American justice system is very complex and sometimes operates slowly. However, every step is designed to protect the rights of the people. These individual rights are the foundation of the American government.
This is the end of listening comprehension.